right. I am Halcyon here with Caleb, and Tassie is on the keyboard of steel, and we are here to celebrate Hug Nation once again.
Hey, that's good.
And before we get started, I wanted to just touch base with you, since it's always nice to get your perspective on something. You just moments before we started Hug Nation, you were talking to me about the biosphere or the biodome.
Biosphere. When I went to in Arizona, and at the end of the tour, when I asked questions about these people who've been living, of course their complexions got bad too, but the trees had fallen over. And I said, what happened to the trees? You'd take all the nourishment, everything is here. And they said to me, no. The trees had to have some antagonism, had to have some pushing, pulling to grow. It just fell over because they didn't have enough power to handle the situation. Life is struggle.
What an amazing Dostoevsky metaphor.
Dostoevsky once said that suffering is the only true form of education.
Wow. That's an amazing metaphor. I think about that all the time, in terms of those trees, and that without the wind, you know, without some gentle struggle over the years, it didn't develop its root structure.
That's right.
No need to build up its defenses and get stronger and stronger, so it just got soft, and then when it eventually got so tall, it fell over.
So to a certain degree, we need to welcome something that pushes us and makes us struggle.
That's right. Without challenge, we can't grow. At least that's what Dostoevsky would say.
That's what Dostoevsky would say, yes.
Oh.
We're glad to be back.
It is wonderful to be back, and it's starting to get summertime here. Has it been sunny for you?
Oh, wonderful here. I live in paradise. And the breeze comes up from the ocean to my hotel where I live, and then I've been working in my cocoon quite a bit lately. Throwing stuff away, getting rid of things, because so much of the stuff is what is that statement? One person's trash is another person's something.
Treasure.
But mine is no good.
So but you have some treasure that's probably treasure.
No,
to
my
you.
Children said, throw it out, Dad. Throw it out.
So is it liberating, or is it? Do you find? I would think that it would be emotionally difficult to go through all this stuff.
It's emotionally difficult, but it is liberating, because now this morning I've been throwing away a lot of files, home messages, ideas for sermons, because the children will throw them away. In other words, I have to face these files and say, if I died tomorrow, what would they do with them? And then I throw in the waste paper basket. Because except for things that relate to Carol and relate to our family, they're not interested in anything like that.
Well, I'm interested if you find sermons that you've done, you know. I find that interesting. I'd love to see the kind of speeches you've given, or, you know, sermons, speeches, ideas.
Well, we've published a few, and we've had ideas, you know, as we've shared them on the this is marvelous. This is my 10th anniversary of being on the computer, you know.
That's amazing. So you started learning about computers when you were 83 in my 80s,
yes.
Wow.
The children got together and bought us a computer, and my wife learned to use it and did her income tax on it and everything. She liked it a lot, and now I've continued, and you've made it possible as you've come and had lunch with me and then come up and straightened me out. It's just a marvelous miracle. I was thinking this morning, though, as I was thinking at lunch, we talked about reality shows. And the reality of the time when you invited Elizabeth Dole, who was running for president, to come and speak. And here I saw on my machine right here the picture of your parents sitting at a table in the front row, a round table, and you were up there, and you had a mortarboard on, and you had her speak, and I saved her speech, because she's had a lot of good things to say as she was running for president. And then afterwards you gave her a marble.
A crystal mouse. That's
beautiful.
Right. That's right.
That was a great day, and that was many years ago.
That was, and what's neat is that you've kind of watched this computer, this new internet technology, go from being very fringe stuff,
Yeah.
Like that Elizabeth Dole, that live convocation that we did was very cutting
edge. That was virtual reality, as you called it.
And we had like huge, like a big budget, and it cost all this money to do it. And now look at us. We're just doing this. We've got about $30 in equipment, and we're broadcasting a similar type thing from your room. And very soon, because of the stuff that I've been working on with this new company called VO, company's called VO, and we're trying to set it up so that everyone in the world can have their own little TV show like this.
Oh, what an amazing miracle that'll be. That'll be real reality.
That's right.
Touch it.
That's real reality. Instead of manufactured reality that we're subjected to now, we're going to have a chance to really have little windows into every corner of the world and every mind on the world.
Now, if we can just get out of our cannibalism and accept our brothers and sisters, which is what Hug Nation's all about, learn to hug. You do yourself, but you're thinking about your brothers and your sisters. And humanoids are all the same. Down at the Museum of Man, it says that we are 99.99% the same around the world. We have difference in complexion, but that's not it. It's amazing to be alive today.
And I think what we were talking about earlier, about how I think the best weapon in the war against this tribalism is to fight ignorance.
That's it.
And
that's
the more that you get to know your neighbors, the less you're likely you are to be afraid of them and to have hatred towards them. And if we can open up this communication if we just have open communication with everyone in the world, I think that's a great step.
Yeah. Well, I went through the Indian Museum with David in Washington, D.C., and the thought was, if you walk in another man's moccasins, the Indians have some marvelous truths over all these generations. Walk for another man in another man's moccasins for 10 days, then you'll see life differently.
It's a great philosophy, and it's like that the show that I was talking about, 30 Days, is just like that. Yeah. Except it's 30 days in another man's moccasins.
That's good.
So this little off to the side plug, the new show by Morgan Spurlock. He did the show Super Size Me, which is he ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days.
Yeah.
And now he's got a show called 30 Days where people live in somebody else's shoes for 30 days and see what they learn.
Wonderful.
So
I still have hope as a 93-year-old.
Yes.
I hope that mankind will not wreck himself on the atomic stuff. Because I was in Chernobyl. I was in Helsinki the day Chernobyl exploded, and I remember what happened as the Department of Health in Portland, as they measured the milk, found there was some influence from the Chernobyl disaster. And when I was a younger man, right after the atomic energy thing, in fact, I went through a lot of the places where the birds were, two of them, at the Lowry Air Base in Denver. And it's amazing what we had ready, these birds poised for all the cities in Russia. And they likewise had these birds poised for us. And how terrible it would annihilate the whole planet if that had taken place. But the atomic scientists sent me a letter and asked for money that time. I have a letter signed by Einstein, because I put my finger over the EINSTN, and it was written by somebody, Einstein. And now the clock went high, and now the clock's gone down. And now on the basis of terror, they moved the atomic scientists had moved the clock back up to 5 minutes of 12.
So they've got their own atomic, like a terror watch?
The danger terror watch among the atomic scientists.
The non-color-coded one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, speaking of Einstein, I don't know if you noticed, I kind of have my Einstein hair today.
It looks beautiful.
It's my pink Einstein look.
I like it. That looks good.
It is now 10 after 1. We are in beautiful Southern California in the cocoon of Grandpa Caleb, and it's just about time to start Hug Nation. So let's grab ourselves by the shoulders and let's close our eyes and let's look at the people in this room. I see B Squared, I see Aaron, I see Delish, Tassie, Caleb, myself. Anyone else who's listening here in the archive, give yourself even if you're listening to the archive, grab yourself by the shoulders right now and close your eyes. And try to
picture the people that you passed in the hallway this morning, that you crossed paths with, that you passed in your car. Picture the people in your household that you're missing right now. Picture the people down the street on the other side of town, the merchant that you just barely exchanged a glance with, the person all the way across the country, maybe in a political building that is weird and frightening and strange to us. Picture those people, and then the people all the way around the world that are involved with all these patterns and lifestyles that we don't even understand. And picture that those arms that are touching you right now, that are embracing you, are not your arms, but the arms of all those other people that are reaching out and acknowledging that they would rather hug you than hurt you. And then as you squeeze your shoulders, feel that those aren't your shoulders you're squeezing, but those are the shoulders of all your brothers and sisters out there, all the people all over the planet. Vision these little dots of light. Look at the globe in your head and see all these infinite dots of light, all our brothers and sisters that you are projecting that hug out. And then visualize all those dots kind of blending into a gentle glow all around the world. And hold yourself, and as you are just a node in that one, and imagine you are a part of that one, and that we have a bond. All of us have a bond in love. Let's try to trust that as much as possible, and try to let go of all the fear that's put in our head, and try to trust the love, and feel the love, and project more and more love out. So squeeze one last time, and feel those arms squeezing you, and send your hugging love out. Amen.
So my mind encompasses friends, and I thought of the various continents that I know, in Assam and in Thailand, and there I touch them on the computer, and I rejoice, and I thank God.
Thank you. Happy Hug Nation. Thank you for sending your energy out. Thank you for receiving the energy.
Nice.
Can you hit stop on the archive? And what did I do here? Darn it.